This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to Pure Skin Talk. My name is Devin MacArthur. How are you guys? So I was supposed to record this. I was record ahead of time, obviously. And I was supposed to record this last week. But if you follow me on social media, kind of lost my voice for a few days. So instead of sounding like this on my podcast, I now sound like this and my voice is all better. I tell you, sometimes though, you guys know I've got health issues, and sometimes I feel like I get one better and then another one pops up. And it's just really frustrating. I feel like my RA is definitely getting better with these new infusions. And then I got sick last week, which was super fun. And then so just a side note, whatever. When I was younger, I lived for losing my voice. Like, that's all I wanted when I got sick, and I never did. And I had friends who would get, their voice would get hoarse or whatever. And I just was like, this is all I want. I want to like sound sick when I'm sick. And it never happened. I never lost my voice as a kid. And then now that I'm an adult, well, I've been an adult for many years, but all of a sudden, every time I got a cold, I would lose my voice. And now it's inconvenient as an adult. As a kid, it's just one more way that you can possibly stay home, because even if you feel better, you sound awful. So you could possibly fool your parents, which was always my goal, to get out of school. But now I lose my voice as an adult when it's not convenient. And when it's not convenient because I'm an esthetician, or because I need to record social media, or because I need to record my podcast. I'm like, can we reverse this a little bit? I know that's not possible, but it's funny how life works. But anyway, that's all I have to say about that. In my last episode, I talked about the Bio Repeal. And if you're an esthetician and you haven't gotten it yet, what are you waiting for? You guys, I'm really, really obsessed with it. And I know that I often get obsessed with skincare things because I love skincare. But this one, it's different. And I've used it on a bunch of different types of skin now. And the most people have gotten is a little bit of flaking. But that really constitutes as no downtime, because they can still live their life and nobody knows. They might feel that they're a little flaky when they're doing their skincare routine or whatever, but it's not noticeable to other people, which is really important because a lot of people have jobs and lives and want to leave their house. And this type of peel, this strength, usually they can't, but you can with Bio Repeal. So if you are on the fence, I suggest you do it. If you haven't listened to that podcast episode and you're on the fence, take a listen. If you're a client of mine or a client of anyone's, check it out. Listen to that episode if you haven't, and I give all the details. You can even do a search for it on Instagram and you'll see a whole bunch of before and afters. I haven't really been doing it long enough to get, I mean, I've gotten like immediate results, but we want the results where it's like, holy moly. And I'm almost there, but I'm not there yet. So I don't have those before and afters yet. But what I've seen, what it's done to the skin so far has been pretty great. And I am very excited about it. So check it out. Bio Repeal. It is everywhere. I swear all the estheticians are talking about it because it really is the newest thing and it came from Italy and everybody loves it when things come from Europe. And I agree on this one. This one's a good one. But I think that's it. I visited with an esthetician who came from out of town. She's from Kansas and she came to San Diego and then we met halfway for lunch. Her and her husband came and that was so fun. And I posted about this because I always say that you definitely need an esthetician buddy. You need somebody who is like your go-to, who you're going to talk to about different things, whatever. And I just adore her. I mean, I think she's just really great. She was actually Nicole Hunt. She was on here before. So she is just a ball of energy and so positive and happy. And that's just always good to have around you in any capacity. So I did that last week and that was really fun. But okay, so I think we should just get started because I think I have blabbed on and on enough. So here we go. All right, you guys, we are going to talk about MLMs today. We are going to talk about them. They are multi-level marketing companies, if you're unfamiliar, direct sales. What is that new name? Network. Wait, what is it? Social marketing. I can't remember the new term they came up with to make it sound like it wasn't multi-level marketing. Oh my gosh, why am I blanking? It's like network marketing or I don't know, whatever. It's just another term that I think to get away from the MLM or direct sales phrasing because I think that it's been kind of tarnished, which is a good thing. So I think they're trying to give it a makeover, give the name a makeover. So there we are. Let's get into it. Sometimes people will even call these pyramid schemes because they are. MLM companies are part of a lot of different industries now. Skincare, jewelry, clothes, essential oil, hair care, insurance, supplements, and really the list goes on. It seems that either you love them or you hate them. I'm sure everyone who has a friend who has been part of one at some time, if not currently, and they want you to buy their stuff. And you even hear from people like you went to high school with, college with, whatever, and it's people you haven't heard from in a while, and they have this great thing that you are going to love. Does that sound familiar? They get into your DMs. It's all of a sudden a text message. It's an email. And you're like, wow, I haven't heard from Susie in 20 years. Yeah, Susie's popping up for a reason. So their enthusiasm can be infectious, so it becomes enticing to want to be part of it in some way. And I will agree with that. They are very excited about it. The question is it worth it? And I'm going to tell you right now, it's not. So I'm going to focus on the skincare in MLMs, since obviously that's my specialty. I was also part of one many years ago, so I have perspective from both sides. And I want to be clear, there are exceptions to every rule. I know there are estheticians who sell these lines. I also know there are some people that swear by the products. Good for them. If it works, if you think it works, whatever, go for it. But a lot of what I'm going to talk about are facts. So take what you want from this podcast episode. I have no judgment. But as a professional, I have an opinion. And I'll also talk about my own experience in being in an MLM. And I've technically been in three, but only one mattered because the other two were kind of self-serving. But the first one, I was like, let's do this. I'm all in. Okay. To become an esthetician, one must go to school for training. In school, we are educated in the health of the skin, diseases, physiology, and care of the skin. Then we are required to pass state boards and get licensed. After that, most estheticians get further education on specific skin issues and conditions. In fact, I don't know any estheticians that don't do this. We also read books, go to trade shows, take even more classes, and talk to other estheticians to exchange knowledge. I am actually in about 10 groups on Facebook alone that relates to my profession. Skincare is always changing, and it's important to keep up with it. All of this information and education is key to being able to recommend the right products for our clients. These MLM skincare lines, like most over-the-counter products, are generally one size fits all. I think we all know that doesn't work in most aspects of life. If you buy a shirt that is one size fits all, we know that it's going to be too big for some and too small for others. So if that doesn't work for a simple t-shirt, how could it work for your skin. It is much more complicated. Your skin is different than mine, even if we are both dry. Your needs and wants might be different. I have sensitive skin, but your skin might be stronger and less reactive to certain ingredients. There are so many factors to consider. And most of these people in these skincare companies, in these MLMs, are not trained to know the difference between sensitive skin and sensitized skin, dry skin versus dehydrated skin. Let me talk about my experience. I will say this, the skincare company that I was part of, it was in my 20s, so we're looking at about 20 years ago. They are no longer in business, but we had tons of training on how to sell the product and gain new consultants. New consultants was how you actually made money. You're really not making money on the selling of products. You got to recruit. That's the biggest thing. I flew to Chicago for a weekend to learn more about the company and how to sell it. It was a lot of fun and I learned a lot, just not about skincare. There were sheets that would tell you what products the clients, quote unquote, should use based on their skin type. Now, most skincare companies do this, even the professional ones. But if you are a professional, you understand how to tweak the regimen for the client. If you are not, then most likely you will not understand that not everyone falls perfectly into a category. There was no training about skin. I was not taught what skin needed and why. If something went wrong with a product or someone reacted negatively to a product, I wasn't taught how to fix it. Ultimately, I got out of it. I'm not good at selling, but I am good at educating. Now that I'm an esthetician, I can teach clients about their skin and why their skin is doing what it's doing. It was a good experience and it allowed me to see what these MLM companies are like, but I wouldn't do it again. I always say your perspective at 18 is very different than at 38. I think we all know that. I think that should be obvious and whatnot. I wouldn't have done this, obviously, at my age now because I have so much more experience, so much more knowledge of the world and this industry. But the younger you are, you're just more naive naturally because you just haven't been around long enough. It's not an insult, it's just life. And so that's why it's really important to talk to people who have the experience so that you can learn from them.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
So let's discuss some things that are important to helping someone with their skin. So like I had said before, do you know the difference between dry and dehydrated skin? Skin analysis is what is needed to tell the difference, and these consultants are not trained or licensed to do it. For example, I had a client who came in and told me her skin was dry. I always ask how my client's skin is doing and if there are any issues I need to work on. I wasn't surprised she felt dry because the weather where I live has been all over the place lately. I mean, it's cold today. Last week, it was not. So, I mean, it's been 90 degrees. It's been 75 degrees. I mean, I don't know what's happening. The weather itself is bipolar. As I was giving her a facial and analyzing her skin, I noticed that she was superficially dry. She uses my recommended products, so the health of her skin is great, but due to the weather, she felt dry and thought it was an issue with her routine. And you know, sometimes we do have to switch things up when the weather changes, something that your consultant probably won't know how to do. In my client's case, she just needed a good facial. We needed to get that layer of dead skin off and do some math to really hydrate her skin. She immediately felt a difference and she doesn't feel dry anymore. We didn't need to change her products and she didn't need to adjust her routine. This was actually an easy case. But if I wasn't educated and trained, I probably would have added something extra to her skincare regimen or said that she just needed to drink more water. By the way, the least efficient way to hydrate the skin. But in these MLM companies, they'll be like, drink water. It's so good for your skin. Yeah, it is. But it's also the last to get it. So you got to find other ways to hydrate that skin topically. So what about somebody who has acne? Does the consultant know the different types? Someone using the wrong products can do more damage and even cause permanent scarring and discoloration. Hydration is vital to helping acneic skin, so it's important to know what is good for that type of skin so it doesn't become more clogged. Safe for sensitive skin, dermatologist tested, hypoallergenic, these are just words and there are no regulations on it. Sensitive skin could just mean that it doesn't have fragrance in it or added, but that doesn't mean people with sensitive skin can use it. There are other things to look for. Dermatologist tested means that the doctor they have working with them approves it. Again, doesn't mean anything. Let me tell you, from personal experience with my own skin and some of my clients, sensitive skin can be very difficult. And a lot of times it misrepresents itself. We can actually make our skin sensitive by using the wrong products. That is what we call sensitized skin. Another part of training offered to professionals are trainings specific to the skincare line you are using and retailing. I carry two lines. I carry mainly two and then I have my own. And then I have sprinklings of other. Or maybe I carry three. I don't know, you guys. I carry three. Skinscript, Lemieux, and Victoria Deanne. And then I have my own products. But I've had trainings with these lines. So not only have I just had general training in skin, I've also had training specifically to these lines. And not the same kind of training I had when I went to Chicago for that MLM training. I learned how to sell their products. When you get training with a skincare line, you're learning about specific ingredients with these products so that you can incorporate them into your client's routine or use them in a facial. Either way, you're getting more in-depth training. So it's not just like, hey, here's a serum. This is going to hydrate the skin. Use it for everybody who's dry. It's here's a serum. Here are the ingredients. Here are the type of skin conditions we think it's good for, but we then have to look at the ingredients to make sure there's no pore clogging ingredients for acne or maybe something specifically for a client that wouldn't work for them. You have to know these products inside and out so you know exactly how to recommend them to your products. It's not you have dry skin, use this serum. It's much more involved and it's important. If a customer purchases a cleanser from one of these consultants and for some reason it presents a problem, these consultants have not been trained how to troubleshoot. As a professional, as a trained professional, I know which questions to ask to get to the answer. And if I don't know the answer, I have a network of other trained skincare experts I can ask. I'm sure they have Facebook groups and whatnot with their own company so people can ask questions about their clients, whatever. But it's not the same thing. You're just asking other people who don't know about skincare questions. That's not really helpful, right? I mean, that's crazy. Another example, I had a new client come in and she had some milia in her eye area. Now, milia is a small white bump on the skin, really common. And when it's extracted, a tiny hard substance comes out, similar to a grain of sand. It's actually keratin, which is a type of protein. I asked her a few questions and came to the conclusion that it was her eye cream. She was applying it wrong, also very common. Milia can be extracted, but you can also try exfoliation and hydration to get rid of them. If you're diligent, they will sometimes go away. By her next visit, most of them were gone. I don't always recommend products on this podcast, but when I do, You should listen because they're good. Ageless Hydrating Serum. It's on my website under serums, and it is a great product for those with milia. And since milia is very common around the eye area, this serum can actually be used within the eye area. I always say, don't apply product past the orbital bone. Ageless Hydrating Serum is the exception. You can apply that everywhere, and you have to give it about 2 months, and often that milia will be gone. It's a really inexpensive serum, and it's lightweight, and it just feels so good. I was actually just talking to my sister-in-law over the weekend. She orders the serum from me, and every time she orders it, she's always like, my skin loves it. My skin just drinks it up. I mean, it's such a good, I think it's like $33 or something like that. It's really inexpensive, and it's a great product. Highly recommend. Effectiveness and strength are other things that separate these skincare lines from professional ones. They are most often similar to products you can find at Target or wherever else you might buy that type of skincare. But the MLMs are much more expensive, like a lot more. Professional lines have higher quality ingredients, higher concentrations of those key ingredients, and also higher strengths. Hello, more bang for your buck. These are sold only by professionals because these companies want to make sure that those who are recommending them understand how to do it correctly. Since these professional products are stronger, there is more risk when misused. So, I just mentioned price. I think some people have been led to believe that all professional products are expensive. This is simply not true. I have compared the lines that I retail, including my own, against a popular MLM company, and my products are less expensive. You are also not obligated to spend a certain amount each month or locked into some quote-unquote deal for months. You get to buy my products, and when you run out, they will last you about 3 months versus 1 month. But you can buy my products when you run out. You don't have to buy them earlier. You don't have to have a stock under the cupboard of all the products that you haven't gone through yet. You buy when you need. It's very simple. Higher concentrations means, this is important, you use less of the product at a time. A little goes a long way. Have you ever purchased like a cheap dish soap, like at the dollar store or something? It's the worst, you guys. You end up using 3 times the amount because it's so watered down. Here's another client example. I had this client come in about 3.5 years ago. She was in her late 30s and still experiencing breakouts, sometimes cystic ones. She had her last child about 2 years prior, so hormones from pregnancy and lactating were no longer an issue. I gave her minis of a new skincare regimen. This is something I always do. Minis for everything before the client purchases anything. Her skin was happier, so she bought everything and started using them regularly. A little while later, her skin was acting up a bit, and after a few questions, I determined that she should use less grapeseed oil. That's what I recommend to all my clients. Grapeseed oil, it's the best. I love it. If you know me, you know I love it. As I said, a little goes a long way. Problem solved. A few months later, her skin was breaking out a little bit, but not like her typical breakouts. I asked her some questions and decided to change her exfoliating cleanser. I thought one of the ingredients was too strong. A week or two later, breakouts went away. This client's skin has changed a few times like this over her time with me, but each time we have just had to tweak her routine a little and her skin goes back to normal. I know I wouldn't have been able to fix these problems without all my training. And by the way, even though we changed her cleanser, her old one didn't go to waste. She started using it on her chest and hands and anywhere else on her body that would break out, like her back. Since the skin on your body is different than the skin on the face, it can tolerate more. Anti-aging products are huge because we all want to turn back time. If we see a product working, then we want to use it more so it can work faster. Unfortunately, skin does not work that way. This is when, as I mentioned above with acne, you can do more damage and cause discoloration. If you aren't familiar with ingredients and how they work with the skin, then it will be difficult to recommend products correctly to clients. Everyone loves retinol, and I do too, but in small doses. It's not for everyday use for the most part. I am somebody who can no longer use retinol. I tried. And my skin just wasn't as happy as it was without, which is why I used the rejuvenator. So again, not everybody can use retinol. So if I didn't know anything about skin and I was recommending retinol serum to a client and she was having issues, I probably would have said, just keep using it. Why? Because all the information out there, most of it that you hear, if you don't dig deep, is your skin will get used to it. Your skin's going to purge. This is normal. This is okay. They don't know when it's your skin's not going to get used to it versus it's purging. It's going to get better. Like they don't, because they don't have training. And I have to say, let me just finish. My last client example. This client has been coming in probably 6 years now. And we have changed and added things to her routine along the way that is very normal to do since our skin changes every 7 to 10 years and also issues and circumstances change. So recently she came in for a facial. Her skin is pretty resilient and I can do whatever I want to it, which is fun for me. After she left that day, I kept thinking about her skin. It looked shiny and something wasn't right. So I sent her a text asking how many times a week she was using the retinol serum. She said every day. I knew immediately that that was why her skin was shiny. She was over exfoliating. So once she backed off, next time I saw her, shininess gone, problem solved. She's still going to get all the benefits of the retinol serum. Even though she's not using it every day, she's still going to get the benefits, but her skin is not going to be over exfoliated, which is what we don't want. We don't want light bouncing off our skin when there's nothing on it. Okay. Another issue I have with MLMs is the before and after pictures of clients that have used their products. This is actually, it might be my biggest problem. I don't know, because I hate lying. Obviously, I cannot prove that they are not real, but if you pay attention to them, you will see that they are photoshopped, edited, lighted a certain way, hairstyle change, and they usually have makeup on. When I was going to makeup school, we had something called clean makeup, which was the application of makeup to make it look like you're not wearing makeup. So that's the thing. A lot of the claims that are made from the before to the after picture just isn't possible with skincare alone, even if they are professional products. If you look at my social media, you will not see me use others' before and after pictures. I did recently with the bio repeal, I want to say, but I said, these are not my pictures. I'm very clear. And I only did that because I didn't have my own at the time. But I would not continue to do this in 6 months. If I can't produce the results that this peel should get, I'm not telling you I can by showing other people's pictures. I don't like to do that. It's important that I only show what I have done so that I know they're completely unedited. No skincare line is going to erase all your fine lines and wrinkles, and certainly not in 3 months. Take a look at these pictures. The lighting is different. The angles are different. And everyone looks better with a little bit of makeup on. Listen, I went to makeup school. I know how to do the natural look, as I just said, when it doesn't look like you're wearing makeup, but you are. I have even seen some pictures where it's so obvious that it's not the same person. That's so crazy to me, you guys, and so dishonest. Like, how can you trust a rep if she's posting these pictures? I mean, they're starting off with lies. My skin is important to me, and I don't want to use a product recommended by someone with no skincare training. When I was in makeup school, I learned a lot about skin. So when I signed up to be a consultant for an MLM way back when, I thought it would be so easy to sell. I learned it in school, taught the same course later, and did a lot of my own research. I know skin. That's what I thought. It was a very different story when I then had to recommend products for other people. When issues came up, I didn't know what to say or where to begin. That's why I got out. And then when I went to esthetician school, I finally realized how little I knew. I had no business telling anyone what serum or moisturizer was best for their skin. I love what I do, and I do find it insulting that people think it's easy and something anyone can do without training. I want to repeat that sentence. I love what I do, and I find it insulting. Insulting. That people think it's easy and something anyone can do without training. I've worked very hard to get where I am and to learn what I've learned. I'm thankful for my education and all the lessons that I have learned. This is just like my final point on this. When you are going to school, you're working on faces. You do that. That's the second half of school. You work on faces. And then you come out and you get a job and you're working on more faces. The things that I knew in year one versus now in year 11, very different. Very different. You learn an incredible amount of information by working on other people's faces. Like, that's invaluable. You can never say that that's not going to help you. And again, I know we're talking about MLMs here, and this is definitely plays into it, but also people on social media who have only worked on their skin, and they are telling you what you need to use on your skin because it worked for them. You guys, you don't have the same skin. You don't have the same issues, conditions, genetics. All of those are factors, and they're important to pay attention to. Because then all these people are recommending snail mucin. Remember this podcast. You don't need it because there are much better ways to hydrate your skin instead of using something really sticky and gross. You guys, come on. Let's do better. MLMs, these people, they're not your friends. They're just trying to sell you something. And it's obvious when all of a sudden you hear from Susie that you haven't talked to in 10 years. So my advice is to stay away from them. That's my opinion on how I feel about MLMs. I also gave you guys a ton of facts. So if you're wavering, I hope you're wavering on the side of let's not do it. If you want to get out now. I'm telling you. People don't make money. It's like 99.9% or something like that, or 98% of people do not make money. That means you have a maybe 2% chance. I don't even know if it's that high. That's a really small chance to make money. It's not worth it. I bet it would be cheaper for you to go to esthetician school and actually get into skincare than it would be to enter into an MLM. So there we go. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. As always, if you have questions, please reach out. Don't forget to follow me on social media at PureSkinOC. And I do offer skincare coaching, so that's also on my website, PureSkinOC.com. And it's been a pleasure. Hope you guys have a great week. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening today. Don't forget to follow me on social media at PureSkinOC. I post lots of skincare tips and videos. You can find me at TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And of course, you can always visit my website and my online store. If you're local and interested in receiving one of my treatments, all of my services are on there, and you can even book from there too. You can also find my skincare coaching if you want to have a virtual consultation with me so that I can help you with your skin. And lastly, but so important, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Besides sharing it with your friends and family, this is the best way to help it grow. Thanks so much, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Until next time.